For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. On Monday night, a Memphis police officer shot a man who was allegedly fleeing on foot from a traffic stop. The officer did not activate his body camera, and two other officers on the scene failed to properly use theirs as well, including the in-car cameras. Protests are growing, and on Wednesday, six people were arrested for blocking Elvis Presley Boulevard near the location of the shooting. Today, in our weekly look at Tennessee politics, we start right here in Memphis. As always, political analyst Otis Sanford joins us. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris.
Otis, you know, these days, the public sort of expects to see some documentation when a police officer uses deadly force. What was your reaction when Police Director Michael Rawlings made the announcement that there was no video because the cameras were deactivated?
Well, frankly, it was a stunner to me. We went round and round here in Memphis 3 years ago about using body cameras. So we've spent millions of dollars to have body cameras, and most police officers here in the city have them. There's some questions about what happened here. A family says he did not have the gun on his person when he was shot. He was running into a house. Police shot in the house. There are bullet holes all over the house. There are some questions here about the circumstances. And then to learn that the police officers apparently shut off the cameras, that is very disturbing. It should be very disturbing to everybody in the city. Mayor Jim Strickland has already said it's inexcusable and unacceptable.
Whenever someone is killed by a police officer in the state, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation arrives to look into the matter. Because Martavius Banks was not killed, he was critically injured, it took a whole day before the TBI came in, and that was because they were requested by District Attorney Amy Weirich. This week, members of the Shelby County Commission are trying to push legislation that would bring in the TBI every time there is an officer involved shooting. What would this achieve?
The main thing it would achieve is some independent oversight. I think it's almost impossible for the police department to investigate itself. Now, the downside to that is, I don't know, and Amy Weirich said this, I don't know if the TBI has enough personnel in order to do this. Mm-hmm. I believe that anytime there is an officer-involved shooting and there is some questions about what happened, then yes, I think the TBI, some independent review, should come in at that point.
What else should the city of Memphis and maybe the Memphis Police Department be doing right now?
Main thing, there should be more discussion with the community about the investigation as we go along. We need to find out, and we need to find out very quickly, why these officers turned off those body cameras. We don't know the answer to that. I am not surprised to see these protests going on, because this is the era of hands up, don't shoot, and this kind of thing is really bad for the community.
Well, body cameras were brought in to reassure people that police were following proper procedures.
That's right. That's what makes this even more troubling, that, you know, you have the opportunity to get some video that will allay any doubts or maybe just confirm what's going on. And then to have the police tell us that they turned off the cameras, both body cameras and dashboard cameras. You had three people doing it. We have a problem there, and that is going to fuel public speculation about a cover-up like nothing else.
Mm. Otis, let's take a look now at the Tennessee Senate race. Mm-hmm. Last week, Phil Bredesen showed up at Rhodes College for a scheduled debate that his opponent, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, refused to attend, which hasn't gone over well with Memphis voters. A few days later, she posted a Facebook video of herself with the University of Memphis cheerleaders, whom she had shout her slogan, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. And this was embarrassing for the university. Public institutions cannot endorse candidates, which, of course, a career politician would know. So what's going on with these two candidates right now?
There's a lot going on here, Chris, and I don't know if we have time to talk about it all. But let's begin with this. A very credible poll came out this week, commissioned by CNN, that showed Phil Bredesen with a 5-point lead on Marsha Blackburn. That is the first poll that I've seen that is outside the margin of error. This is a red state. She should be doing better. The Memphis angle here, I don't think there's any question that I think Marsha Blackburn made a critical mistake in not doing a debate in Memphis or Shelby County or West Tennessee. And Phil Bredesen took complete advantage of that, because he knows that he needs Memphis voters. Mm. As far as Marsha is concerned, she was here last weekend. She was out at Tiger Lane. The students, were pawns here. And the university was right to demand that they take it down. They did. They have not talked about it since then. It was a major blunder on the Blackburn campaign's part.
The Memphis Tigers cheerleaders were some of the only African-American faces I've seen in any photographs with Marsha Blackburn recently.
That's a good point. I mean, she was also in Collierville that day. I didn't see any black person out there at her, right, at her rallies there. This was probably her only opportunity and probably the only one that she was looking for that would have some African-American faces in it was the Spirit Squad at the U of M.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.